flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. He joined us every Thursday at 4 through the Eagles season. Now here with us to wrap it up, Mike Mayock. You can hear him on the Believe in Birds podcast. Mike, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Come on, man.
Mike, what are we going to do, man? Football's over with, bro.
You're not going to follow the Memphis showboat?
Well, you know, free agency is what, a month away, you know? So,
right.
I think you, like almost all of us, predicted a close game in the Super Bowl. What about the Eagles' performance? What specifically about the Eagles' performance surprised you most?
I think there were two major impressions I got from that game, and one was the defensive line dominance, which I think we all – I watched the tape, but you didn't even need to watch the tape because you could see it on television. A lot's been made out of the fact that they never rushed more than four, and I can confirm that from the tape. And I've never seen Patrick Mahomes sped up so early in a game, and by that I mean – he was getting hit so early and so often, getting pushed by both those tackles in his lap, that he was trying to either get out of the pocket, get the ball out, or even more importantly, his eyes come down. And when a quarterback's eyes come down, as Ike will tell you, the snap's over, basically.
Yep.
So I thought the defensive line dominance was off the charts. And we've been talking for the last 4 or 5 weeks that some team might come along and slow down or stop Saquon Barkley and force the Eagles offense to beat him with the quarterback. And, you know, Barkley had 25 carries for 57 yards.
Yeah.
And I thought Jalen Hurts was a big factor in the run game with his deep ball accuracy and the fact that in 4 playoff games he only turned it over once. And I think we probably need to give him some credit.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt there. We've talked so much about him in the passing game and how accurate he was in that game Sunday. His impact on the running game and what he was able to do with his legs, that was also impressive. I mean, he broke his own record for quarterback rushing yards that he set 2 years ago. But, I mean, those were some big-time runs that he made Sunday.
Yeah, 11 carries for 72 yards. He was a leading rusher. And, Ike, I think to your point, it was a really good combination of both planned quarterback runs. He ran quarterback counter, quarterback power, and it wasn't real flashy. I think the longest game for the planned quarterback run was 9 yards,
mm-hmm.
but a couple of them were on 3rd and 1 and 2nd and 1, and he picks up 2 or 3, and you move the chains. So his biggest impact was in the scramble game. You know, the unplanned game where he doesn't like what he sees downfield. He doesn't want to take a chance. And he tucked the ball away and picked up critical first down. So I just think when you look at the overall package that he presents, you know, he can make plays with his legs. He is really accurate, especially as a deep ball thrower. And we can pick, you know, we can bitch and moan a little bit about holding on to the ball or trusting his wideouts. But at the end of the game, he's a really good NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
You mentioned the running. I think that the thing that struck me about the scrambling specifically is how quick he made the decision to run, which I think if we had seen a little more of that during the regular season, a lot of the sacks we saw may have not happened. It seemed like he was dialed in a way, and Ike mentioned it, perhaps a conference, but just seemed like he was dialed into the game in a way in the NFC Championship game and then the Super Bowl, like we didn't see as often this year. But he was very, very good in that way in this game.
Yeah, and I agree 100%. And I think part of that is that the quarterbacks that can affect the game with their legs are more apt to do it in playoffs than they are the regular season, right? In the regular season, you're trying to just make a play, get the ball out, or extend and throw. I think he was really decisive. When he saw, when he didn't like his first look and he had an alley, he took it and was gone. And I've seen Patrick Mahomes do that in playoffs and Super Bowls. I've seen every mobile quarterback be able to do that, be more aggressive in the run game. And I think that's what you saw with Jalen, especially the last couple of weeks.
Last thing on Jalen is that the passing part of it. Do you see any reason why we can't see more of this kind of version of what Jalen did as compared to the post-buy, sort of almost over-conservative version of him? Like this sort of middle ground in between the maybe careless and too many turnovers and extremely conservative no turnovers. Is there any reason why we can't see more of this?
And I just think that, and it's a really good question, especially the way you worded it as far as kind of that fine line. And I think that's part of the maturation process of a young quarterback. This kid's still young. He still has room to grow. The fact that he's got Saquon Barkley back there and that those two Pro Bowl wideouts are going to see a bunch of single high man coverage, the more he can throw it to them in those situations, the more trust they're going to earn from him. And I think that's what we saw at the end of the year was there was a 22-yard gain to A.J. Brown in either late first half or second half. I forget which, but it was a third down, and he threw back shoulder to him for 22. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, yeah. Trust your guy, throw it out there to him, give him a chance. And I do think, to answer your question directly, that we will see more of that version going forward.
Well, Mike, I wonder what version of this team we're going to see going forward. They got a few guys that they got to bring back, or if they can bring back. I know we'll ask you about that. But just your overall view of where the Eagles are right now in the league. Is this something that can be sustained, right? I don't want to throw the word dynasty around. But you feel like this is the team to beat going into next year?
Oh, hell yeah. And I think that, Detroit's going to be really good when they get healthy again on defense. So, you're not handing anything to them. But I think the word I like that you used, Ike, was sustained. Sustained excellence is the hardest thing in the NFL to accomplish, in my opinion. I think the Eagles roster has been the best in the NFL the last 3 years. I firmly believe that. I think as you look at the roster next year, I mean, the main free agents are, Mekhi Becton, Milt Williams, Zach Vaughn, and Josh Sweat.
Yeah, those are the four.
And to me, Milt Williams is undervalued, at least by the fans. Milt Williams is special, and their defensive line coaches ought to get a lot more credit than they do for what they've done with him. Same with Josh Sweat. But Howie does such an amazing job with that roster that I don't see it doing anything but staying as the top roster in the league. You lost an offensive coordinator. The important thing to me there is the continuity with the head coach and the quarterback. You know, let's get a coordinator in there that's going to either be promoted from within, therefore there's no change in verbiage, or if you bring a guy in from the outside, make him learn your offense and bring in some touches of his own. But you got to have a guy that can marry the run and the pass and understand what the Eagles' identity is. So I really do believe with Vic Fangio and with Nick Sirianni and with what their core, their basic core is right now, there's no reason in the world that they shouldn't go into next year as the number one betting favorite.
You know, to ask a further question on the offensive coordinator thing, do you have an opinion about whether promoting from within or bringing somebody from the outside is the way to go? You know, last year it was somebody from within. This year it was somebody from the outside. Does that figure in inside or outside, or is it really just find the best person available?
I think it's the best person available, even if there's some minor pains involved with bringing somebody from outside your building in. It's easier if the right guy is in your building, because then obviously there's more of a seamless transition. But I think they've got to do their due diligence and make sure. I mean, is it Kevin Petullo? Is it Doug Nussmeier, the two logical guys in the building? That would be easier. And Jalen might like it, but is it the right decision? And I don't know the answer to that.
Well, yeah, winning a Super Bowl is great, but it will be an interesting offseason. The offensive coordinator, the free agents, all that sort of stuff. And as Ike said, and you said, keeping the team focused on doing it again, because we saw some guys maybe get a little fat and happy after the last Super Bowl championship around here. So keeping focused it's a major job, you know?
It is a major job, and that goes back to culture. And I think the teams that sustain excellence over time, you can look at Kansas City, even though they got dismantled last Sunday, that's a proud franchise with a great culture. And same thing with New England before that. You know, yeah. I mean, and now that's Philadelphia's challenge is the leaders, and you start with guys like Barkley and Hurts and those guys, are they able – And Ike, you know, you've been in the locker room more than I have as far as a player. You know, it's so critical that leadership core strikes the right chord going into next season, don't you think?
Yep, it is. They're going to find out. Now, obviously, I've never won a title, but keeping guys motivated, keeping that ear of those young players, keeping them locked in versus them feeling as if they may have the answers to the test now, that's what's going to be the challenge for Coach Sirianni and his leaders. Now, I love the fact that Jalen Hurts seems to be a guy who's always locked in and focused. So if they just follow his lead, we'll be okay. But I'm not so sure everybody's going to follow Jalen's lead.
No, I agree with that wholeheartedly. I think the bigger concern are some of the young guys that have gotten some really good success, like Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith. You know, some of those guys are, to me, like – I find this really intriguing. Like, I look at Jalen Carter and say, if he makes the right decisions going forward, someday he's in a yellow gold jacket in the Hall of Fame. Yep. If he doesn't make the right decisions going forward, he's just going to be another good player. And to me, I find that fascinating to watch him going forward.
It's so true. Because the talent is there. There's no question.
Clearly.
Yes, it's there.
All right, Mike. Well, thanks so much for joining us this season. We hope to talk to you again around free agency, then the draft, and then next season as the Eagles look to repeat as Super Bowl champions. You've been great. So thank you so much for joining us this year.
Appreciate you, Mayo.
I appreciate you guys having me very much. Thanks.
Yep.
There he is, Mike Mayo. Yeah.
That is so true, man. And it's funny he brought up Jalen Carter, because that's exactly who was at the top of my mind, right? When you're in your second year, you're an all-pro now.
Everybody's talking about how good you are.
You just won a championship. Yeah. Like, what's your offseason like? Are you still working as hard? Right? Or do you feel like, okay, I'll show up and I know what I'm doing. I'll be good. I'll get in. You know what I'm saying? Are you coming into training camp ready to go on all cylinders? Or are you coming into training camp and now you're trying to get in shape through training camp? Like the mindset of the guys once you win a championship. You know, that predetermines whether or not you got a legitimate shot at just repeating as champions. And it's only been two in the last, I don't know how many years. It's New England and Kansas City.
That's it.
It's New England and Kansas City. It's not easy to do.
Well, that's why I thought it was interesting that Cooper Jean was on with Eisen the other day. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised when he said that Jalen Carter was the one that was like the leader on the defense of like firing them up before the game. Because I always thought he was like the quiet giant guy.
Yeah.
Rather than like out there being the face of it.
Yeah.
And I think that shows.
He's embracing that role. Yes. But now you got success.
No,
you got to do it by.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why I say I don't worry about Jalen. Jalen, he's barely even enjoying all this.
Hurts.
He's ready to get back to work. Yeah.
Yep.
So, but the other guys. are also going to want to reap the fruits of their labor this offseason.
Well, and two, and you said it's important that everybody do that now. Mm-hmm. Can you turn it off and then turn it back on?
Man.
And can you, or because there's so much time between now and when everything is planned out for them and Vic Fangio is there to make sure they're doing it.
Yeah.
Because now is the time is about, are you disciplined enough to do those things that you need to do without those guys telling you to do them?
It's the off season, going back home, celebrating with the family, the friends, everybody wants the Super Bowl champion around. Like that's the stuff you got to sort of monitor and manage. I'm not saying you can't have fun. You're young. You should go out and have fun. But I'm just saying the teams that usually have sustained success, they try to keep, like, take for instance, Kansas City won the Super Bowl last year, right? Wide receiver was in a car crash. I don't know if he injured somebody or killed somebody and left the scene.
Oh, right. Yes.
Remember that? That happened early in the offseason. They had some other stuff.
Yep.
Stuff like that starts happening. And now you're down players and this and that and the other. You never heard about most of that stuff when New England was winning.
Almost never.
Never, right?
Well, except for the guy that murdered
people. What I'm saying.
Yes, that's right.
He's the one exception. Yes, he was the one exception.
Yep.
Yeah, but for the most part, everybody else was locked in. It was the Patriot way.
Well, right. Gronk had the Gronk cruise, but you got to let Gronk be Gronk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the thing with Gronk, he would get all his celebrating in through March, right? You get it in through March.
And then turn it on.
And then turn it on. But you're right. You can't. Everybody can't be a Gronk.
No. Well, that's why I think Sirianni is really important this offseason.
Yeah.
Because he can't be also doing like a big old victory tour. He also has to be the adult in the room.
Yep.
You can't expect everyone else to be the adult in the room if you're not. And I think we'll see. You know, I think you did a good job so far. We'll see how the parade goes.
Yeah.
I'm giving him a pass for whatever happens on the parade.
He'll let his hair down for the parade.
Yeah,
man.
We'll give him a pass.
Dude, what if he pulls out a razor and just shaves his head?
Oh, on the stage?
Yeah, dude.
I'm not going home. I was going to say, I'll bring my clippers. He does it, I'll do it right there during the show.
Coach, we don't need viral moments.
Oh, come on. One?
Well, I don't need him shaving his head up there. Because you know the next day they're going to be like, look at this guy. Look at the head coach.
Yeah, I kind of like it. I kind of like that everybody thinks he's an idiot. But we know he's not, you know? And we always see those pictures.
The big dumb dipshit one again?
We always see those pictures of guys coming into camp. It's like, wow, he came into camp at 375? You know, I don't want any of that stuff. Enjoy your eating, but then,
that's true.
You know.
Who's our weight guys? Who's the guys we got? Well, I don't know if we have any guys that we have to. Well, Jordan Davis,
Jordan Davis.
Yeah.
Becton?
Oh, yeah, Becton for sure, yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, he's yes. Although his weight, it's been beneficial.
Yeah.
But you're right, though. Yeah, you can't be blowing up to 375, 380, man.
Right. No. We don't need that.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Who surprised you most this season? 215-592-9494. Ben in Millville. You're on WIP. What's up, Ben?
What's up, Spike, Ike, and Jack?
What's up, Ben?
What's up, Ben?
How's it going? Man, first day my voice sounds almost 100%.
Yeah, there's a lot of that around the Delaware Valley this week. People get their voice back.
Everybody imitating me.
Yeah.
My name is Benjamin Romnick, and I'm the mayor of Millville, so I had to give my State of the City address yesterday, and I, you know, began it with, you know, congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles, Super Bowl 59 champions. And then after that, I was like, I made my statement of if my voice squeaks, I'm sorry. I'm still recovering.
Oh, so you're the mayor of Millville?
Correct.
Wow. How about that?
I thought that was Mike Trout.
No comment.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. No, he's anonymous in Anaheim. That's who he is, not mayor of Millville. Who surprised you most this year, Ben?
Michael Clay. I mean, special teams last year, we had guys running into each other on kickoff returns and you know, just it was shaky, and it was just, you know, they played special teams, just got better and better throughout the year.
With the exception of that kickoff thing, I don't know what we were doing there.
When we were rotating.
Well, that's the, you know, that's the whole Jake Elliott head thing, you know.
Well, but the other
well,
thing.
Now we found out Jake
was playing through an injury, is what Bo Allen said. That's probably why he wasn't doing the kickoffs, because they were. And
they didn't want to tell anybody.
You know, all sports now. There's been a change over the last 2 years in how much injury information we get. We're getting less and less. Think about all the Eagles.
Hockey's getting better. At least.
Hockey used to say lower body injury or whatever.
Lower body. He's out for 4 weeks.
But
what the hell?
But with the Eagles this year, there were a lot of injuries. We never found out what was wrong with Landon Dickerson's knee.
Yeah.
We never found out what was wrong with Jalen Hurts' knee. There were a lot this year. The Sixers the same way. Like
Paul just found out about Bradberry.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we just found out Bradberry tore his Achilles.
Well, and Dickerson said he needs surgery after the offseason.
Yeah, well, the way he was walking in that game, you know, I wonder if there was a meniscus tear in his knee, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Ike, I'll see you on Monday.
Are you going to be there?
Uh-huh. I'll be there.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. It's always a good time. Mickey Morandini was last year. 2 years ago was Joe Coughlin. That was hysterical.
Yes. I'm a guest speaker.
No, you know,
they're
wondering, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow. How long's the speech?
I believe an hour.
Hour?
Yeah.
You starting with the victory?
I don't know what I'm going to do, Jack.
All right, Ben.
I look forward to it, Ben. Thank you.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you. Grab a picture together. I'll talk anything Melville about you in person, and, you know, I'll give my true, honest opinion.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Yeah, take care.
What, did you hear the tension when Mike Trout was brought up?
Yeah, is there something going on there?
I wonder.
With the mayor and Mike Trout?
Here, can I tell you my prediction? Mm. And you will be able to tell us off air. Is I bet they have requested several times for him to do things for his hometown, and I bet they either can't get a hold of him or he is politely declining through somebody else.
Spike, let's not assume things.
I have no inside information, but my prediction is that Mr. shows up at every Eagles game because he's never in the playoffs or he's never playing baseball anymore, is not doing anything for good old Millville.
Wow.
I don't know that, but that is my prediction.
Yeah.
Mister, let's give him the football like he's an 8-year-old. You know, Mike Trout. You become a Philly, Mike Trout. Just know there's one person here who's going to hold you accountable, and that is me.
Yeah, so it's a fundraising event for the Millville Elks.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming that's one of their...
their veterans?
Leagues or teams, I don't know. But yes. He's asked to come down.
I like that.
Yes.
I like that.
It's funny because I had forgotten till yesterday.
Oh, really?
Once I got asked last month something. You know, somebody asked you to do something early.
Yep.
Then I didn't realize February 17th rolled up on
me. It eventually comes. Every time somebody asks you to do something, it eventually happens. Most times it happens. And let me say, an hour, there better be some Q&A in there. Because a couple of times people asked me to speak for an hour, and I was like, you got to have to pay me $100,000.
There is
like
some Q&A
an hour.
Yeah. There's some Q&A in there, yes.
I was like, I can't do an hour.
I start telling locker room stories.
There you go. That'll work.
Can you get some phone calls?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Do we have a text line? So, coming up next, the Cowboys did not have a very good season.
I can't tell.
And their offseason, I don't know, hasn't really started off the right way either. So we'll hear from Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb as well. And your calls, who surprised you the most this year? 215-592-9494. Oh, and Elliot, right.
Locker cleanout day.
Yeah, today was locker cleanout day. So Elliot talked to a bunch of the Eagles. So we'll hear from Elliot and also hold him accountable for everything he was wrong about this year.
Like a lot.
Mr. Twitter fingers.
Mr. I was it. Mr. I got Sirianni right.
Mr. I'm 5'6 with size 6 feet.
Yeah.
All right. That's next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah. Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
He's talking to salespeople again.
What is he doing?
It's the 430 one that seems to trip. And he's going to come back. He's going to say, I was talking to Scope. He's running down here. He's going to hurt himself. It's the brakes the same time every time. It's always the same length. And he's just willy-nilly walking around this
place. And we know you walk faster than that, so you obviously got stopped by somebody
Here's what happened with my math. Yeah. Is I had to record a Colonial spot with Moshe, which messed up the time that it normally takes me. And then... It's not violins. I'm just telling you what happened. And then I got caught... speaking to a manager here, but that's on me. I should be back here. It's the second time it's happened, and I apologize. Two times in 1 year is two times too many.
Now he's out of breath.
Now you're about to die again on air.
I ran, so I'm a little out of breath. And Justin could tell you, I was running a pretty good clip.
Oh, you were moving a little bit. Yeah. No, it was good.
All right. So we've Elliot
catch your
here.
Breath.
Elliot's
small lungs, man.
Yeah, little lungs. And I have short legs. I have a long torso.
Anything else?
No. Elliot Shore Parks joins us, who was there for locker cleanout day for the Philadelphia Eagles. Elliot, how are you?
Man, I thought maybe you were doing 300 push-ups at the time. So it just took you a little longer.
Yeah, it did. It did. Well, Elliot, what was the scene like at locker cleanout day? I imagine it was the vibes were high.
Yeah, a little higher than last year's locker room clean out, I would say. bit of a different vibe, but no, it was definitely celebratory. I mean, the players, it looked like a lot of them were gifted a bottle of Don Julio, so that was in their locker. They were talking about the parade tomorrow. And outside of that, it was really just guys saying what their last few days have been like. I was surprised how many guys the last few days have just taking the opportunity to maybe like relax and, you know, catch a breath, because I'm sure it's been, you know, obviously a whirlwind of a season. But Zach Bond said he went to the Sixers game. I don't know why he would do that with the free time.
Cheap tickets.
I was going to say, go ahead.
I'm sure the Sixers have quite a bit of tickets available for them if they wanted to go. But, you know, Cooper DeJean talked about how the pick six and just watching it and how everybody's blowing up his phone over it. And So, you know, I think it was just a group of guys that it started to settle in, like, what they accomplished in New Orleans, and a lot of talk about being excited for tomorrow.
Did anybody say anything to you, any of the players, that you thought was particularly notable?
So Jalen definitely, I think, was the highlight of it. I don't know if we wanted to get into Jalen yet. But, I would say Jalen, it was funny. It was, you know, he was asked, has it set in yet? And he was the first person that went, yeah, it set in. So, you know, he's definitely, you know, I think enjoying this. He talked about how he's behind on the work because other 30 teams, I guess, have already been eliminated. So, you know, they have more time. So he said that. And then talked about the offensive coordinator a little bit. Didn't really want to get into that too much. You know, we can talk about that in a second. And then outside of that, it was mostly just how losing that Super Bowl in 57 really motivated him to win this one. So, you know, he was kind of back to classic Jalen after seeing him, you know, celebratory in the locker room.
Yeah. Yeah, he had to get back to Mamba mode, man. Yep. He had to get back locked in.
30 like other that. Teams have already been putting in work for next season.
I love it.
Well,
did
you take away from his answer about Kevin Petullo that he was more pro Kevin Petullo or was looking more outside the building?
Yeah, so my answer on the Kevin Petullo is I don't think he seems super thrilled about the idea of Kevin Petullo. He initially started to say he's never been an offensive coordinator. He kind of caught himself there. You know, I guess maybe I should say not super thrilled, but he spoke highly of him, and he does say he likes continuity. The fact that he opened up by saying he's never been an offensive coordinator, I thought was kind of the noteworthy part of the answer for me.
Well, I wonder too, what's going on in his head is if there's continuity, Jalen wants to throw the ball next year more. I'm sure he does. And he made the straight jacket comment. He's Super Bowl MVP. Mm-hmm. And I think whatever they do, one thing that has to be going through Jalen's mind is, okay, like, let me play quarterback. Like, I know I can play quarterback now.
But I do. Go ahead, Ellie. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I do wonder, too. I mean, Kevin Petullo is a Nick Sirianni guy. Like, that, if there's anybody in the building that is a Nick Sirianni guy, it is Kevin Petullo. So, you know, I do think Nick and Jalen, you know, are in a good place with their relationship. They just won a Super Bowl together. But if his joke was, you know, I was in a straitjacket, I do wonder how he would feel about the head coach's right-hand man, like, taking over the offense.
That is a good thought.
It's a good thought. I'm just wondering, because I do believe him when he talks about consistency. He's said it each of the last 2 years that this is important to him. So for him to, I guess, not give a ringing endorsement for Petullo, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, he didn't say, I love coach.
It almost contradicts what the whole consistency thing is and cohesiveness.
Well, I don't know if he views Petullo as consistency. Like, I know he's in the building already, but Petullo's never been an offensive coordinator. He's never called plays. You know, I do think if Kevin Petullo is going to be the consistent guy, then are they just going to change nothing at all? And at that point, you know, I don't know if that's the best hire. So I just think with Kellen Moore out of the door, I think Jalen views the chance of consistency as gone, basically.
What? Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
No.
Nah, well, yeah, that makes no sense, Elliot. You know that.
It's consistency he likes the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, true.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the truth. I mean, nobody wants a consistent thing they don't like.
Well, but I mean, when we're talking consistency, I think what a part of that is the offensive scheme. The other part of that is Kellen Moore and Jalen just spent a full season together with Kellen as the primary play caller. Mm-hmm. So they were on the sideline together talking in different situations. Kellen Moore got a feel for what Jalen likes when it comes to calling them. So I think.
Well, how do we know Kellen Moore didn't put him in a straight jacket?
He might have, but I just mean, I think once Kellen Moore leaves, the continuity that he built with Kellen Moore is gone. So you're right that that Kevin Petullo is the most consistent option of all of them. I just don't think it's not like he's going to have the same offensive coordinator 2 years in a row.
Here's what I'm asking. And here's the only reason why I'm asking this. Okay. We're going to have to dive deep into it. It seems like the head coach has got up on a table and stood out there to beat his chest for Kevin Petullo. So it's obviously the head coach wants him there. Right?
Yeah. Oh,
would you
sure.
agree with that?
I think Nick's made it very clear. He really likes Kevin Petullo.
Okay. All I'm saying is it would start off with the head coach not getting what he's asking for after he won the Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying. I just want harmony here, man. That's all I want.
Yeah. I think that this offensive coordinator hire is really interesting for a lot of reasons outside of, like, the scheme of it all. I think just to your point, I mean, this is the first time Nick could truly make a power play if he wanted to. He just won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
He's negotiating a new contract. This is his guy. I don't think it's a coincidence that there's reports that Kevin Petullo might have interest from the Saints with Kellen Moore. Like, so if Nick says flat out to Howie and Jeffrey, like, this is the guy I want, it's kind of the first time they'll have to really, you know, make that decision. Because I think it's been a pretty collaborative approach, and I'm sure this one will be as well. But, like, if Nick wants his guy, like, they're going to have to make that decision, and they'll have to decide how much to take Jalen into consideration.
Elliot, last thing on locker cleanout day specifically, was A.J. Brown talking, and did anyone ask him about his social media posts?
So A.J. Brown didn't talk. He was there very briefly when we were first let in. He had his kid with him. He was signing something for a teammate, and then he left. So he did not talk today, no.
Well,
smart.
Not entirely surprising. Yep.
Yeah, it's smart because that lets you know something not good was going to come from this.
Well, you know, that's part of why he didn't talk at the end of last year, right? Because he didn't want to say something that was going to stir anything more up.
Yes.
So, and he knew that that was going to be the question.
I can appreciate that.
Yes,
I can appreciate that.
If you don't have anything nice to say, as mom told you, don't say anything at all. Elliot, earlier today, and we've noticed your social media posts bragging about being right about things. We were talking about some things earlier in the season that we had forgotten that maybe you weren't so right about, and we wanted to re-present those things to you.
Nice. This should be fun. I'm excited.
Go ahead. So at one point, you were very insistent that the Eagles play Devin White and Bryce Huff more. Would you say, looking back on that, maybe you were incorrect?
No, I would have given him a shot. I still think they should have given him a shot.
This guy.
The defense ended up being great, but you can't tell me with how good the scheme is and how they all play together that they didn't deserve a chance. Those were two guys they targeted in the beginning of free agency.
They got chances in training camp.
They got a chance in training camp.
Yeah, they didn't get a chance in the regular season, though.
Because they didn't do it well in training camp, obviously.
Okay, so that's how it's going to be if you're a free agent. You get a four-week tryout, and then if it's not good...
No, like, that's how bad they were.
Okay, well, let's find out. Like, Devin White didn't even take a snap in a regular season game. Bryce Huff, they gave a chance. I get that, ultimately. But I still would have given Devin White a chance.
Even though they
still not trusting Vic Fangio.
They had the best linebacker core they've had in 20 years.
Yeah, and ultimately, I do think Nakobe and Zach Bond would have won out. I agree with that. But, like, if I'm Devin White and Bryce Huff, I still feel like I picked you in free agency. There were multiple teams that wanted me, and I didn't get a chance. Like, that was my issue with it more. So, yeah, I'm not conceding on that one.
All right, you were wrong. The next thing is, first, you didn't want Quinyon Mitchell, and then you wanted an offensive guard. And then when they picked Quinyon Mitchell, you wanted a different cornerback. Are you ready to concede that one?
Yeah, that was a miss by me.
Okay.
The draft is a hard process, you know.
When you got an eye for talent, it isn't.
Well, I do think that the guard they could have drafted would have been really good, but Mekhi Becton ended up being good. And look, I was wrong about Quinyon's ability. So I was wrong about that one. I'll take the L on that.
Okay. And then
I didn't like Cooper either, to be honest. So
I know you did. I wasn't going to even bring that up.
Yeah. All right, I'll bring it up.
And then the last one, I remember this vaguely, that you were not a fan of the CJGJ signing.
Yeah, so I think that one's a little more complicated. Like, I do think CJGJ has ended up being a good signing for the team, and I think that the off-the-field stuff I was wrong about, I do think he's provided leadership, and he's played well. I mean, at the beginning of the year, it didn't look like I was going to be wrong. Like, I don't think he was excellent in coverage this year, which was my concern. But, yeah, he ended up being a good signing. I would agree with that.
Okay. Is there anything to
wiggle through that one?
Thank you. Well, it's funny because Jack texted me, like, do you want to talk about the locker room? It's like, yeah, sure. I didn't know I was walking.
Oh, bro, you know this show.
Well, hold on. Then we started talking about everything you're wrong about. I'm like, hold on. Now we got another reason to bring Elliot on.
Well, I noticed you skipped over all the things I was right about. Like the training camp stats. You want to talk about an ultimate victory for the training camp.
No, you were wrong.
All you guys wanted to dunk on.
You were wrong.
Said he had the best training camp of his career, and he
came out and turned the ball over so much they told him not to pass anymore.
He won Super Bowl MVP and had a career low in interceptions. If that's not what training camp indicated, I don't know what to tell you.
It didn't indicate that because they changed what they were doing at the bye week. It's like the most famous bye week in history, Elliot.
Yeah, and he threw them to a championship. He threw them to a win in the NFC Championship. He threw them to a win in the Super Bowl.
He threw them to win in the Super Bowl. He threw 22 times. I mean, he played great, but the defense won them the Super Bowl.
No, I think the offense was just as good as the defense. The offense scored, 33 points and could have scored probably 50-plus if they wanted to.
The defense got 14 of those for him.
Yeah, and the defense allowed 20 yards by halftime. It was the worst performance of Patrick Mahomes' entire career, who is the guy that you said made the difference and made the Chiefs better than the Eagles.
Yeah.
Well, I also see we're not going to bring up that I said they were practically the same going into the game, and now I ended up being correct about that. So we want to keep going on.
Like, and you said they didn't need harder practices. Yeah. Yeah, look how.
Oh, yeah, I know you lost that one.
No, I didn't lose that one. Is Mahomes and Hurts not the next great rivalry in sports? Like, I called that. Mahomes himself said that he can't wait to play him again in the Super Bowl.
The next great rivalry in sports.
So you'll be a better rivalry in sports. Not in beating Jokic.
No, I'm not.
Yes. Hold on.
No, way to pivot, Elliot.
Spike's been dead wrong about Paul George. Keep cooking him on that, Elliot.
I haven't been wrong.
Not a rivalry there anymore with Kobe and Paul George.
Well, no, Elliot has still over 8 weeks not provided his alternate plan for the
Elliot
Sixers.
Elliot has to win a Super Bowl, all right? He'll get to it.
Okay. Elliot, you'll be with us tomorrow for parade coverage?
Oh, I'll be on air 7 a.m. till the minute that parade ends. So I'll be standing there. It'll be like a free agency day, only the free agency desk will be in the middle of all the hysteria for the parade. So.
Yeah, celebrate him. Celebrate all the stuff he does well. You really do work a lot, man.
He does.
Man. I try, man. How do you think I get all these things wrong? You guys have me on the air too much.
Oh, we love you, Elliot. You can get the Go Birds podcast. Get Elliot every single weekday. Is it every day of the week or every weekday?
Every weekday.
Every weekday. You get the Go Birds podcast every morning when you wake up in the Odyssey app or whatever you get.
Do you get excited to come on this show or do you like?
Yeah, or do you get mad? Because I don't want to make you mad because I love you.
No, I love doing it. Again, like the training camp stats were correct. I think
I agree with you. They were.
You can say it all you want, but yeah.
They were right. Yep.
They were. I know they were.
The only thing I'm on you about is practice. Give it up. Look, harder practices, longer practices, better football team.
All right. Here's what I'll acknowledge, and then I'll get off.
Okay.
They practiced harder this year, but I want you to acknowledge that they were a tough team in 2022.
Yeah, they were.
And,
okay, that was the only point I was
making. They were soft in 2023, though, when they rolled out the same practice schedule.
Well, that's because they played in the Super Bowl, and we've seen teams.
Oh, that's right. All right. Sad violin.
Yeah. Somehow, I don't think the Chiefs are going to go 9-8 next year.
Oh, the Chiefs just got smacked around quite a bit. Maybe they thought that of going to the Super Bowl.
All right, Elliot. Thank you, brother, as always. We'll see you tomorrow at the parade.
All right.
We'll get back to more of your calls after Jack tells you about National Appliance Warehouse.
I need him crowd surfing tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Oh my
crowd
God.
Crowd surfing?
Dude, that'd be so good.
It'd be awesome.
Crowd
man.
Surf race, him versus Devin?
Yes.
Yep.
Listen, the best time to upgrade your appliances. We're all feeling good right now after what happened on Sunday.
Yep.
So you might as well get that National Appliance Warehouse and experience what I've been trying to tell you for the last year. National Appliance Warehouse, right now, they're biggest savings event of the year, the President's Day Mega Sale, is underway right now. And that's another way that National Appliance Warehouse is making sure your dollar is stretching further. Delaware, great savings events, and Price Assure, a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. But what else sets National Appliance Warehouse apart is culture. We just got done talking about that with this football team. The culture at National Appliance Warehouse is different. You walk in, you truly feel like you're a part of their family. And the most important thing, you're going to get the right appliance for you. I've talked a lot about Gen Air, Sub-Zero, Budget. They have the perfect appliance for you. Over 100 brands in their 15,000 square foot showroom. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right, I'm going to put a new Twitter question up. I'll tell you in a second what it is. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers congratulates the Birds on a world championship. Make her feel like a world champion with a custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's, online at marks-jewelers.com. Here's the poll I'm going to put up. Should Elliot Sherparks crowd surf at the parade tomorrow? I think we'll get a yes on that one. That is my guess. OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, brother?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG?
I hear Yoshi dropping my name. You know what I mean? That's a little different. You know what I'm saying?
What did Yoshi say?
Well, he said you're starting trouble with this A.J. Brown thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you are. Yeah, you are.
But let me just say this here, because y'all are scared to say it. I'm just not afraid to say it. You know what
well, we have jobs on the line here. You're just a caller.
Yeah, don't ruffle his feathers. Wow. You know what I mean?
No, it's more like don't ruffle our own fans' feathers.
Yeah. We love AJ. I don't know. There's no problems here.
AJ already has the stage set now to we forced him out of Philly. So that's what
you forced him out of Philly.
You.
Hey, listen. And let me tell you this here, too, right? This thing here. Y'all don't give me enough credit on this show.
Oh man. Here we go again.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got Mike Mayock, who picked the Kansas City Chiefs to win, and then he want to come up here with his tail stuck between his, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Did he pick the Chiefs?
Ask him about that.
Did he pick the Chiefs?
Yes, he did.
There's no shame in picking the
Chiefs. Oh, you know what? You're right. He did pick the Chiefs that day. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Let him come on out of here. You know what I mean? So... And then check this one out.
Yeah, but he did call it a close game, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about the Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions lost both of coordinators.
Yep.
So when we lost both of ours, they're going to collapse. We don't know how they're going. Okay, let's keep that same energy for the Detroit Lions.
Well, but we were wrong. The Eagles changed both their coordinators and won the Super Bowl.
No. That's what I'm saying.
Well, yes, they did. Well, we're just keeping it real.
Okay. If you let me land the plane.
Well, land the plane doesn't mean you get to say a bunch of wrong stuff and then we let you go.
Listen,
Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore.
No, didn't that the coach last year?
Oh, your quarterback's best friend.
Oh, Brian Johnson.
Him and then the defense coordinator. So that was supposed to be our year of we not going to go back because we changed coordinators. So I just want to keep the same energy for as that goes with. You know what I'm saying? Let's hold off on giving the Detroit Lions the one seed or the two seed.
We weren't.
No one's saying anything about the Lions. What are you talking about?
We just said it would be a good matchup because they were good.
One seed. The Eagles are the best team in the NFL next year.
Yeah.
Right, so all I'm saying is parlay on that. I think that Washington got a better chance of being that team
Hold
than
up.
The Detroit Lions.
OG, Washington doesn't even have a roster. I think they've got 30 free agents. How do we even know what Washington's going to be next year?
Yeah, you got a point there.
Okay.
You got a point there.
I think that's the first time you've ever acknowledged one of my points. Hey, OG.
Just like Baldy.
It was a mistake.
I know you're always right about everything. Do you have any, we were talking about who surprised us the most this year. Did anybody on the Eagles surprise you the most this year?
Yeah, but mine is a little strange, though.
Yeah, of course. It wouldn't be you.
The most is Vic Fangio.
Really?
And here's how. Devin White was brought here as a top free agent, all right? Devin White was playing all the downs in training camp and everything, and then Devin White just disappeared and got cut and everything, and you would think, okay, let's say he got beat out of the job. Okay, got you. Why didn't, when N'Kobe Dean went down, Devin White's phone didn't ring? We brought back Nicholas Morrow to take that?
Well, he was on a roster.
No, if you're on the practice squad, you can take somebody off of there. You know what
right.
I'm saying? He was on the Texans practice squad, but they demoted him.
Something tells me, OG, Devin White may have burnt the bridge when he left here.
Yeah, that's my surprise. That's what I'm talking about. my thing gets real deep. Y'all do these little sweet cheek kick crack ass
sweet
things.
Cheeks.
Yeah, I go deep, man. I go way well.
Oh, pause, man. Yeah.
The hammer is real, for real.
Big pause. Really
it's called a big dose of D.
I mean, I really do go deep.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, you're right.
Are you going to the parade tomorrow?
You did that right. I'm going to be down there.
No, you're a liar.
He's going to send Justin.
Yeah, you're going to send Justin.
He's going to send Justin.
We're going to look at our corner of our eyes, and all of a sudden, there Justin's going to be.
Yep.
Listen, man, I'll be there live in the Fed because I'm hot right now, man.
You are hot. Hey, listen, your guy's Super Bowl MVP. You're hot right now, man.
Man, I'm on fire, man. You know,
hot in the streets.
Next, you know, Yeah, I just need another wide receiver to replace AJ.
All right, get out of here. That's enough out of him. We're pro AJ show around here.
Always have been, yeah.
Jack, what's coming up in the top five at five?
The projecting who's going to perform the best tomorrow at the parade.
Oh, that is a good one. Now, this includes Eagles and WIP staff or just Eagles?
Just Eagles.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I don't need anybody on the staff performing.
Making a name for themselves?
Well, it's a big job for Elliot and Devin. They're going to be right next to the stage the entire time.
And Buzz on Broad.
And Buzz. Buzz will be wandering around aimlessly.
I'm sure. Grinding.
I wonder if he can find 300 people to sign the card and the 1.5 million people that are going to be in the parade tomorrow. And then lie to me about it. The top five and five is next. It's the WIP afternoon show.
He doesn't forget Buzz.
No. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.